they've got a range of needs. I think the most evident one is the need for people to feel safe, to be protected, to have their rights upheld. Second to that is clearly the situation of food insecurity and malnutrition. We're concerned that in 2016 we could lose up to 600,000 children because they are malnourished. We've got parts of the Sahel where millions of people, literally, and the number is shocking, it's 25 million people, are food insecure. I think in third place, access to basic education, emergency education in certain parts of the Sahel, in particular the Lake Chad Basin, where 2.5 million people have been displaced. Most of them are kids, and they've not got access to education, and that spells disaster for the future.
You paint quite a desperate picture of people's lives there.
I think the situation is really worrying. I've worked in several countries across the continent. When I compare the number of people in need across the Sahel, when I look at the challenges that they face, everything that people face today in the Sahel comes on top of abject poverty, severe environmental degradation. But one can't be smitten into inaction by the situation. We've got to tackle this, and we have to tackle it from multiple perspectives. It's the development track, the political track. It's the people who are working in the security realm to try to stabilize the situation. It's also the humanitarians who all of us have to come together to work so that there can be a more hopeful and a more stable and a more prosperous future for the Sahel, because the population today will double in 20 years. And if there isn't hope, if instability reigns, if the youth don't have jobs, they will seek opportunities and safety elsewhere.
$2 billion is an awful lot of money. Are you going to get this amount?
$2 billion is a lot of money. But when you look at the results that were achieved by the aid agencies throughout the Sahel this year, it's a worthwhile investment. Millions of lives saved, hundreds of thousands of children who once again got access to schools. And just last week I was in the northeast of Nigeria celebrating with children a fantastic moment. For the first time in 2 years, the kids in the city of Maiduguri, whether they were residents or displaced, had access to schools again. The first time in 2 years, just imagine. So these sorts of results, I think, speak for themselves. The fact that 900,000 kids were vaccinated against measles and thereby helped to stay alive. You know, the work of UNICEF, of the World Food Programme, of the UN Refugee Agency and others across the Sahel is making a real difference, not only for people today, but it's also giving them hope for a much better, more stable and prosperous future.